Victor Lewis here in the studio alongside me, keeping us caught up on all things trending out there in the world. What's going on today?
So I have some things I want to talk about, and I have a very low priority trend. We'll see how much time we have for things when we get to.
All right.
Let's start with this Bobcat. Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's where the office is set, right? I don't really like the office that much.
I think so,
It's also where Joe Biden's from, right?
Yes, I think. Yeah,
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton.
Well, a regular old house cat was in a high school in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and they closed down the school and called the cops and animal control because they thought it was a bobcat.
Wow.
There's a picture of this.
I thought my cat was big.
I mean, it's just a normal-sized house cat. Its ears are a little pointy. I did a little bit of research, and it's not exactly like a regular cat. It's a specific breed called a clouded jack. That is bred to have leopard spots.
Okay.
And it's kind of rad. So someone's really expensive, like pure breed clouded jack cat escaped into this high school, and they thought it was a bobcat. And now it's a funny story of just like, there was a cat, but they thought it was a bobcat loose in the high school. That's just a headline that's trending right now, and people are talking about it and not quite making fun of it. You would expect people would be like, that's just a normal cat. But...
It feels like most of the interaction is
fairly positive and focused on, why does that cat have leopard spots? So
yeah.
I figured that was worth bringing up here in trends, especially for the clouded jack aspect.
All right.
We can keep talking about animals because I have stuff about an alpine parrot, or we can go to space. What you want to do?
I had a comment about the bobcat, but let's go to space.
Hold on.
No. Space.
Okay, fine. I do want to know your comment about the bobcat.
The owner is probably super proud that an entire school thought it was a bobcat.
Oh, totally. Yeah. 100%. Money well spent in their mind, I am sure.
In their mind specifically.
So we have a couple stories from NASA today to talk about. One of them is that NASA is aiming for 2 new missions to Venus. The last time that we explored anything around Venus was in 1989, which feels like a long time ago because it is. And with the advances that we've made in modern technology for getting to planets and then observing them, we would essentially get a whole new set of data that according to scientists, would be akin to rediscovering the planet. These missions are not set to happen for another couple years, but they're going to be a pretty big deal when they do happen. I just wanted to put this on everybody's radar because Venus is really fascinating because theoretically, it would have been the first habitable world in the solar system before it got a little too hot to be habitable. So that's something to keep an eye on. Other things that I've been keeping an eye on, my boy Perseverance over on Mars hit a milestone 100 days after the mission landed, and they're still doing stuff. They're still flying around. They drilled a hole into the surface of Mars that's trending right now to observe some rocks and try and figure out the crust a little bit more. You know I love my Mars rover news. I don't have any, like, super notable thing because we don't know what they found in the hole that they dug yet, but I'm sure we'll talk about that when we get around to it. All right, so
I just love the little bits of drop everything. The Mars rover dug a hole. What's in it? Oh, we don't know yet. We'll find that out in a couple of weeks. But look at the hole.
But look
it's
at
so
the hole.
Beautiful.
That's exactly
it's
what
round
it is.
And
it's
perfect.
A perfectly round drilled hole, and they can't talk about what was found in it yet. They just have a picture of the hole. Yeah. It's
talking about the Mars rover like we talk about, like, a baby. Like, it's stacked 2 blocks on top of each other.
Yep.
I
am like a one-man tabloid for the Martian rover. I am the Mars rover paparazzi what I am. Oh, it bought groceries. Look at it.
You
here it is.
So proud of this
walking
rover.
Around. Oh, man, it's so
you've got,
incredible.
Like, pictures of this thing in your wallet. Right, like you open it up and just like flip, just like a whole bunch of identical pictures of the Mars rover.
Slightly different, but mostly identical.
This one, he's all tuckered out.
Okay, so I have 3 things remaining.
Okay,
we can do 1.
Okay,
we can do electric vehicles. We can do an alpine parrot, or we can do falling into storm drains.
You wanted to do that alpine parrot before, didn't you?
I like the alpine parrot story.
I'm going to let you pick. Which one do you want?
Let's do the alpine parrot.
All right, go for it.
So it's out of New Zealand, and there's an interesting study about the world's only alpine parrot. Fun fact, there's only 1 parrot that lives in the mountains. All other parrots are in tropical environments.
You're talking about a species. There's not like 1 alpine parrot, right?
No,
okay, cool. This is Dave. He's the only alpine parrot.
Okay. They are endangered, which is why they're getting a lot of focus on them in terms of scientific study. And in trying to figure out how they got into the mountains, a current theory that's been corroborated by some new evidence is that these parrots used to live in the trees and mountains of New Zealand that are much more lush and green. The like Lord of the Rings New Zealand is right. Where they used to live. But when people moved in, they sort of pushed the parrots out of their natural habitat.
Out to the mountains of Moria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
deep in the mines.
But like the snowy mountains before they went into the mines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a whole like chain of evolution that's not too different from what's the birds that Darwin studied in the Galapagos that have, you know, he like looked at the different beaks that were on different islands.
Yeah.
And there was one that could dig and there was one that could like break seeds and stuff. So they found a chain of fossils with this bird slowly evolving over time to
live adapt
in the
to
mountains.
Be alpine. I like
it. And it's a cool little thing. And this parrot looks really cool. If you want to see a cool bird today, just Google New Zealand alpine parrot.
Or any day, really.
Or any day, yeah. You can save it for later if you just need a little boost. A little boost of this guy.
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Dave the Alpine Parrot.
Dave the Alpine Parrot.